You know, most people think they're choosing to smoke. But if you look closer, you start to realize who's really in charge. Because smoking doesn't ask you if now's a good time. It tells you when to stop working, when to step outside, when to take a break, when to breathe. It dictates where you can go, who you can spend time with, what you smell like, how you feel in your own body. That's not freedom. That's obedience. And like any tyrant, the cigarette doesn't offer comfort. It only punishes you when you resist. So you obey again and again, until the pattern is so familiar, you forget that it's not natural. It's not you. It's a rule book you never agreed to follow. This session will help you recognize the control this habit holds over you and awaken a natural rebellion inside. The same kind of inner uprising that causes people to rise up and finally say, "I don't want to live under this rule anymore." And so now, as you settle back, you may notice the subtle release in the muscles just behind the eyes, or the way your breath starts to rise and fall, like waves smoothing out the shore. No resistance needed, no effort required, just a quiet space opening in the mind where something powerful can rise and reclaim its voice. Now, imagine you find yourself inside a stone-walled city. Ancient, towering. And for years, you've lived here under rules. You never questioned them. A horn blows at dawn. You reach for a cigarette. Another blast at noon. Again, you obey. But one day, you wander past the inner wall, find a staircase, and as you climb, you reach a door that was once sealed. It creaks open, and there, a forgotten room. In the center, an old throne, empty. You were supposed to sit there, but something else took your seat. Something small, insistent. The cigarette. The tyrant. There's a story about a village that had been ruled for decades by a man who wore a crown and whispered laws into everyone's ears. He wasn't violent. He didn't need to be. He just made them believe they needed him. And every time someone questioned it, feel anxious, guilty, like they were doing something wrong. But one day, a child climbed to the tower and found the king's journal. It was empty. There were no true laws, just habits, just fear, just repetition. So the villagers put down their tools, walked past the guard, and simply stopped obeying. They didn't need a revolution. They just needed to remember they were free all along. And now, your unconscious mind is beginning to notice the rules that cigarettes have written into your day. But here's the beautiful thing. Those rules are fading. From now on, when the urge comes, you'll feel a new presence inside, a refusal, a quiet rebellion, a rising sense that says, "No, I don't take orders from you." You may still smoke for now, but every cigarette will feel less like a choice and more like an instruction that you didn't write and don't want to follow anymore. That's it. And as the days unfold, you may be surprised to find moments of resistance happening automatically. You'll reach for the pack and pause, not from willpower, but because the desire to disobey has begun to grow. You'll say things like, "I don't want to stop because I should. I want to stop because I'm tired of being told what to do." That feeling, that's the shift. That's the break. That's the beginning of freedom. Good. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and as I do, you'll return to the waking world with more clarity, more agency, and more quiet refusal to follow the old commands. 1. Breath filling the lungs. 2. Energy flowing. 3. Authority returning. 4. Old obedience dissolving. That's it. 5. Eyes open and a dictatorship ending. From this moment on, every puff will feel less like pleasure and more like submission. And something inside you will begin to push back. You won't argue with yourself. You'll just stop listening to the voice that never belonged there. Because now you know the truth. The throne was always yours, and you've just taken it back.